Episode 16. Audio note taking. This episode is about audio note takers and the range of tools that are supplied by suppliers that make the products that enable notes to be made of lectures. And this is a way of encouraging active listening. Active listening is better than passive listening. Active listening allows you to make choices and to concentrate on the content, or even to encourage you to develop the skill of concentrating on the content. This is important. Many students are poor listeners. They don't attend to the subject that is being talked about. And they're distracted and sometimes even struggling to keep up with the pace of the talk or lecture that's being given by the teacher or lecturer. To help with that, these tools record in real time. Now, there's obviously an e-safety issue. Always, if using these tools, talk to the person beforehand you're recording. This is essential. Chance something untoward, or perhaps people will respond differently in recording context. The dangers of recording absolutely everything in a classroom is obvious to everyone. Not all children behave well, and therefore things that happen may not be wanted to be recorded. But in the context of picking up information and enabling a lecture to be given in the context of a really well-behaved class, then certainly taking notes like this can be a powerful aid to revision, to going back over work. Active listening encourages attaching different labels to different selections of the speech. And so tools like Note Taker Plus or Audio Note Taker or Sonocent, all of these products have the facility to tag the feed in live time. There's also a new product now that's come from Sonocent called Glean, which looks like it's making part of the process a little bit easier, a bit more obvious, and certainly similar products like this are available in the cloud, and it's becoming more prevalent that that is a good way to have information being selected out. Actual content is then attributed particular codes and then markers, and then this is then saved or added to later on, and it's a process. So I think encouraging the use of note taking is a process. Would I use it for every single lecture I have, or any, would I recommend any student doing such? Absolutely not. It's certainly something I would cherry pick. I would choose the kind of lectures or information which maybe stand out or maybe worth recording, or even sections of lectures, maybe the plenary, maybe the summing up, or even just the homework. Whichever method you choose to record and attach importance and to aid your memory, then certainly I would consider the use of these tools. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Look out for one next week.